And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, James Out West, when Thursday, March 11th, 2021. Yeah. What's up, bro?
One of those weeks. This was a crazy week. We had a lot going on.
Yeah, it's what they're calling Massacre Week in football. Salary cap got slashed, 182.5.
Yep.
People got paid. Like people got cut.
Yep.
Yeah, quite a thing's going on. A
couple tags.
Mm-hmm.
We also had the All-Star game last week.
I don't even know that happened.
Man, this is...
It was down 20%. Can you name me right now one player that was in the dunk contest? Can you name one of the players? There was three of them there.
Obi.
Obi what?
I don't know.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No.
Obi, correct. Nobody watched the damn thing?
I did not like the dunk contest, especially the way that they did
it. At halftime.
It was not...
It's like bringing out the Harlem Globetrotters.
The first three dunks were the best dunks of the entire thing, and it was... Man, I didn't like it. I did like that Steph Curry won the three-point contest.
Yeah, that was, I think, noted and notable. What's funny is he was plus 110. Right before it went off, he was plus 110.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he set the record, right?
He and Conley were on it, and then he dedicated it to Clay, which I appreciate. I love.
You're such a homer.
Oh, hey. Okay, so he set the record, so it wasn't... are you not entertained? And the game was crazy. I mean, Dame and Curry shooting from half court consistently.
I know we said we might table the old man segment, but man. that's not basketball. It's an exhibition.
Okay, but Giannis won the MVP.
It doesn't hold the same weight.
3-for-3 in three-pointers, went 16-for-16 in his field goals.
And they played to 170. It doesn't. None of these MVPs matter. None of this holds weight.
It's again, are you not entertained? No. That's the one time where they get to do it. And then Chris Paul throwing the alley-oop.
Well, here's what I can tell you.
That was amazing.
Here's what I can tell you is they were down 20% from last year on TV ratings because nobody watched.
I was entertained. I appreciated it. I didn't like the dunk contest. I didn't like the setup of it. Same point. I watched more of the All-Star game than I have in probably 5 or 6 years just because of the setup of it.
Wow.
That's fine. I don't care.
It's becoming a niche sport like hockey at this point.
They need to adjust things. At the same point, I liked it. I'm not going to complain. So the other thing that's been coming up, I don't know if you've heard about this. So changing the NBA logo to Kobe.
Will never happen. Get out of here with that nonsense. It makes no sense. Stop it.
I don't think
it'll all these young kids.
Correct. At the same point.
Enough with cancel culture.
I wouldn't mind if it happened. Let me put it that way.
A Lakers already on it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. But it's Kobe. I mean,
so? It's Mike.
Yeah.
It's Shaq. They all have signature
logos. Right.
They're doing it because of the tragedy. They're not doing it because... Hey, it was never brought up before. Was it ever brought up before? Was it ever brought up with him before?
Oh yeah, before
those tragic events.
Oh yeah,
they talked about changing the logo.
Yeah,
find that for me. Somebody fact check that. Okay. I don't believe it.
Done. We'll talk about it next week. So next thing, let's get into is heard about Myers Leonard.
So yeah, he messed up. Now I will say, these guys need to know better. Obviously, with being on, like it's being recorded. You're doing these things. You shouldn't be
correct. And you're a 29-year-old man that...
Yeah. Yeah. The optics are bad.
If he would have come back and said... what he said is that he didn't know the word. If he would have come back and said, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I was just in the moment. Bad judgment. Cool. Same point. He got a $50,000 fine and a one-week suspension?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Nobody should get judged too much, but...
No. So let's go on the flip side of that, of Udonis Haslam saying that he was offended because he's got a lot of Jewish friends and they call him Udonis Haslamberg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're...
I'm just saying.
It was the wrong thing to say at the same point.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
Just be smarter. Let's just put it that way. And then one of the last things I want to bring up with the NBA is that... So Blake to the Nets...
Yeah, all of that to stop a kid from Akron.
Man.
All that to stop a kid from Akron. You got to go get Kevin Durant again. You got to go get Blake Griffin. They're trying to make a move for Andre Drummond. They got Kyrie Flat Earth Irving.
Tying back to Cleveland.
Is he in Cleveland? Is he in Cleveland? No, he's not. He's in L.A.
But if we're talking about the Nets and all of a sudden Akron comes up. Anyways, I think it's really interesting. Blake Griffin is not the player he used to be.
No, none of them are.
But we've seen some of the most amazing dunks with him.
Sure. That's going to win championships because it hasn't yet.
But if they use him as a rebounder and kind of a dirty guy.
Oh, no. Blake's not a dirty guy. Blake's I want to still shoot threes.
No. He's going to be. No way. He's attempting a three on that.
You want to make that bet? So you don't think he'll make a single three attempt?
No, it's Blake Griffin.
Over under how many?
It's Blake Griffin. He'll try.
Over under how many?
Less than five.
All right, I'll take that. Over five.
Five?
Over five, yeah.
All right, that's the deal. Okay, let's get into some football.
Yeah, sure.
I want to start off with your boy seeing some UFOs. We got Baker Mayfield's.
Sure.
And
I believe him.
And then Nate Burleson goes in and tells his story.
Sure. Aaron Rodgers, same thing.
Yeah.
So what's happened?
What do you think about Baker Mayfield's story?
First off, you know my stance. I truly believe anyway, so it's okay. Yeah. I think it's hilarious that the troll Colin Cowherd came out and said, you know, gentlemen, I don't want my quarterback seeing UFOs. You know what I mean? Like, obviously it's total satire, but funny enough that he would mention it. Like, you know, you don't see Tom Brady saying stuff, and Tom says, you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Which was nice.
Yeah,
Tom responded, actually, you don't know what I've seen.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. You know what, man? I've never seen one.
I mean,
one.
Tom's wife is a witch, so he'll believe in aliens.
Man, if she's a witch.
She is a witch. She said she's a good witch.
Hey, that's fine.
Go pull the Gillette interview with Tom Brady where he talks about how she's a good witch and she builds an altar with mantras and the whole nine, bro.
You got something like that, I will accept the fact that you say you're a witch. I don't care.
I'm just saying.
That's fine with me. Anyways, I've never seen one.
Okay.
I know you.
Yeah.
You've said
we talk about that another time.
So, who knows? Truth is out there.
The truth is out there. Oh, man. I actually have that music on the board, too.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. So, let's get into Dak got paid.
He did. 4-year, 160. He got $76 million coming to him this year.
Yep.
Jerry,
was it 66 guaranteed?
Yeah.
Something
like that? Okay. No, he's getting 76 this season.
Well, correct. But that's on top of the salary for that. So, yep. Okay. So, how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like Jerry Jones got his 5 years.
Okay.
Because last season was a season. And now he's got four now. He wanted him to sign a 5-year last year. So Jerry got what he wanted. Dak got paid. Everybody can stop talking about it for the next 780-some days. And then it'll come back up when he's 2 years out and they still haven't won a playoff game.
People are still talking about if he deserves it or not.
He does, 100%.
He deserves it. He did not get paid. If Dallas did not and they franchise tagged him, they would have blown out their salary cap.
No, it just made sense. You either did or he walks.
You can't do that. And then he's going to walk. So this was a smart deal.
It made a lot of sense.
It was the right deal. So let's lead into another little QB issue with Russell Wilson. So obviously we've been talking about the drama. I still don't
think. Mr. Unlimited.
Thank you. I still don't think he's going to get traded.
He's going nowhere, folks.
At the same point, did you see the letter that they sent out to their season ticket holders?
Mm-hmm.
So, thanking everybody.
Lack of Russell Wilson.
Including Tyler Lockett, Metcalf, the front office.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Everybody but him.
The janitor.
Well, do you remember Dallas did a similar situation with their hype video? No Dak?
They immediately retracted it.
Sure.
Seattle hasn't. I don't know if it's a spite or not. They're going tit for tat.
I mean, maybe.
It's something to talk about, I guess. That's the only thing I can say. I don't think he's going to go anywhere, but at the same point...
He's going nowhere.
It's stupid that this is happening.
There's been a lot of cuts
and
made, a lot of players available that... let's talk real quick, because I do think this is interesting. You know, Kenyon Drake with the Cardinals, they're letting him walk. Aaron Jones is available. Is that something the Cardinals say, you know what, we throw big money, try to bring him in, because he is dynamic. Imagine him with Kyler... With all those guys, JJ on the outside, you know what I mean? For the defense, like, I think that...
I can see the Cardinals going all
in. Do they smell blood in the water because of what's going on up in Seattle?
It's the Red Sea.
Yeah. 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 Well, I think Matt Stafford wants to part the Red Sea, my friend, because I think Matt Stafford, this will be the first time he's going to have an opportunity to win a division and to play in the playoffs. And he's a gamer, bro.
You know how good the NFC West is going to be next year?
Better than the NFC East.
At least, yes, for sure. So then, okay, so we have
Kenny Galladay, Juju Smith-Schuster, Will Fuller.
Yes.
Hunter Henry.
And we didn't know with a couple different things with franchise tags. So Godwin ended up getting franchised.
Yep, so did Allen Robinson.
Yep.
So you had some receivers get tagged.
Which is interesting because now people are saying that the reason they franchise tagged him, Allen Robinson, was because
they're not going
to Russell Wilson.
No.
They're going,
first off,
they're going to give up the world. And it's been talked about that they're actually willing to pretty much give up all the picks.
So let me ask you, from a Russell Wilson standpoint, you're going to want to go somewhere where what? You can win and prove them wrong, but you're going to go to a place that has to give up every future asset and probably current things to get you. So how is that going to work? He just believes in himself that him and Allen Robinson can just get it done?
I don't think he's going to go anywhere. I think it's a play for getting an offensive line.
Well, guess what? The Chiefs just cut both their tackles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mitchell Schwartz and Fisher.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Throw some money at him.
We'll see.
Joe Tooney's out there. Carl Lindley's. I mean, they could rebuild that offensive line this offseason with guys that are just cut.
Yeah. Oh, there's a ton. I mean, the salary cap going down 60%.
Let me ask you, you know,
that much money is
is this dramatic. A cop out though for Mr. Unlimited that he's blaming the offensive line for him extending plays too long to
he's
always try?
Been hit
he's
more
trying
times than anybody else in
he
the NFL.
He also extends the play so much, trying to wait for the deep ball so he can moonshot this ball downfield. He's wanting to take the home run every time that he runs backwards 17, 18, 19, 24 yards.
Has it not worked for him and gone to the Super Bowl twice and won once?
8 years ago.
Okay, I'm just
come up
saying,
with something. Legion of Boom was there.
Correct. The defense was there.
Yeah.
He had an offensive line.
Yeah.
He hasn't had
enough.
When
he
they
brings himself more problems.
When they traded their center for Jimmy Graham, their offensive line went to shiz.
Sure. They got rid of the captain on the offensive line, and they brought in a guy who can't catch the
and
ball.
Then they had to send Sherman to my freaking team. I hate Sherman. But at the same point, I respect Sherman, but I just don't dislike
him.
Wow. What he did to Crabtree. What he did to us.
You mean snatch Crabtree's train and made him seem like a sixth grader? Sorry, I got no problems with that, dog.
And then went up to, what's her name, the broadcaster, and just started talking. Like,
Aaron Andrews?
Yes, yeah.
It's right after the game. It's a lot of adrenaline.
You know, after that game, I remember this so specifically. We were over at my sister-in-law's house, and we were watching it. And, of course, I'm the only Niners fan surrounded by Seahawks fans. I went and sat in the corner and just was just like, oh.
Sulking.
Oh. I couldn't do
it. I would have gotten blacked out drunk.
Like, I probably did after those. But there's the only time my wife and I are allowed to talk crap is when we play each other. We support the other team. Oh, I hated that game.
What about the cap? $182.5 million salary cap came down, what?
16%.
Yeah.
I believe it was 198.
Mm-hmm. 197 and some change.
Yeah. So it's a dramatic hit.
Now,
but we know what's going to be coming. That's why Jerry signed that deal for
that's
Dak.
What some people think because
the television deals that are going to be coming are
yeah, but then why are these guys letting great players go when they can just ride it out for a season? How does he know versus nobody else knowing? Here's
you
what's
don't
interesting.
Be the idiot that
holding the bag. Here's the interesting thing. So total cap with rollover. So, you know, obviously if people have leftover from the year before, it rolls over and so on. So the cap is 182.5. With rollover, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at 182.
Yeah.
They're the lowest. The Browns are at 212. So they can spend X amount more, $22 million more than anybody else.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is going to be interesting next year because they have a lot of people up for free agency. They have a lot of people that they either need to re-sign or bring in somebody new.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys will take 1 year league minimum, 1 year, 1.5 with a chance or 3 million. A lot of people that just got cut will do that and hold out for the next year if the money is coming.
Yeah.
If the football money is coming from the new television deal, then why wouldn't you take a 1 year deal?
That's the thing is
to move on to get a better contract.
A lot of players that are, they're trying to, but maybe the players know that. But we had Ingram signed with the Texans today.
1 year, $3 million. See? Hoping to get on somewhere else. You know where he's going to end up back at? He'll end up with the Saints after that because Lamar or Latavius Murray will be gone. They'll still have Kamara, and he'll go and spell him again.
Yeah.
He'll take a home discount, go and play for two seasons, and call it a day.
Because
Big
Truss
has so many miles on them
it's
legs.
It's going to depend on what that quarterback situation
Breeze is done.
Right. Well, yeah, he's not coming back.
Jameis.
Breeze isn't going to be there in another year. Is Jameis still going to be the starting quarterback? Or are we going to have some?
Yes,
okay.
It'll be Jameis.
So we have March Madness coming up.
March Sadness, sure.
I don't even
know Duke.
So yeah, they yeah.
They're
well, no, out of the ACC.
They're tournament. Not going to make the tournament.
I don't think they're going to make it.
They're 13-11. Yeah, they're not making it. Coach K, sit down. Go home.
I don't even think most people
I don't want to see the black dye from your hair running down your face anymore.
He's the greatest college coach ever.
Yeah, and he's jumped the shark. Go home.
Okay.
Go work on USA basketball.
Stubborn man over here.
Go work on USA basketball.
Coach K, much respect.
No.
No. No, stop it. No. Stop it. How? What?
It's over. He's jumped the shark.
Nope, not going to happen. I'm telling you, he'll be back. It's Coach K. Anyways,
no, he'll be back. He'll die coaching. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
He should be done.
No, he shouldn't. Anyways, next week we'll get more in depth with a little bit of...
Yeah, sure. We'll break down a bracket.
March Madness. March yeah. Sadness.
March Sadness, yeah, sure. Did you see... Well, look at where they're like... Okay, so they're playing in a football stadium at Lucas Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen pictures of it or seen any video of it?
What? I mean, they've been doing it.
The depth perception for these shooters... Because of how big the arena is. So every under in the Big Ten tournament so far has happened. Every under. Because these guys they can't see the, it's just the depth perception of shooting when it's that big versus being in like a high school gym.
That'll change real quick.
I don't know. These are college kids. I don't know if it's going to change that quick. Look for them to be lower scoring games.
It'll change. Don't worry about it. So, how do you not like March Madness?
I'm not a big college basketball fan.
It's not what it used to be. I'll give you that, but it's still entertaining.
Okay.
All right. Anyways. Okay. So
talk to me when the Sweet 16 starts.
Let's get into, so we've been doing this kind of style of telling a story. So I have a really, really good one about James.
Notice a lot of these stories are going to be
about James because he was always embarrassed about everything. So we all went out to lunch. I believe it was Dayton driving, and I think this was the same day that we were coming flying. He was like going 100 miles an hour down the off ramp.
Yes.
And then
because we took a 2-hour lunch.
Yeah.
At an all you can eat taco.
Yeah.
Fox and Hound.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like we definitely wine and dine ourselves that day. Come back. So we're in a parking garage. So it's three stories?
And it's like July 10th.
Yes. So middle of summer. This guy is afraid of elevators, right? Would you say so?
No, I mean, I've gotten better, way better.
You're not, yeah, okay.
No, this is how it went down. These guys knew that we needed to hurry up and get into the office because that tacos, they were running quite fast.
Yes.
And they knew that I needed to get into the office. And so all decide to go in front of me and hurry up and go down the second story to the first floor.
So wait, real quick. Okay,
that's where this starts.
So we all get in the elevator and then we immediately jump out and he's just like, what the heck is going on? So if you run down the stairs quick enough and you open up the elevator on the bottom floor just like an inch, it'll automatically lock it. So then by the time he got down there, it opens just this much. And he knows that this is what's happening.
And I can't stop it.
And we left him.
And there's no air conditioning in there. And I have to use the restroom.
And it's hot. And he's already a sweater.
Yeah. And I was heavier then. And like 50 pounds heavier.
Would you have to call the security?
Yeah. Like, and the cell phones back then. Him. Hold on. And the cell phones back then, I think we were using the Nokia brick phone. So it was one of those shoddy. I couldn't get anybody to answer.
You didn't have Jacob's ESPN phone?
So, No, I didn't. So I'm sweating, and I thought I was going to lose my job that day because when they opened the elevator, they're going to see an embarrassed, overweight, sweating man soaked in his dress clothes with a pile of shit in the corner.
Oh, my gosh. I look back on it, and I'm like, that was such a...
It was awful. It was awful.
I feel bad.
But looking back, it's funny.
But it's freaking hilarious that
very
actually,
funny.
We did that to you and we
pulled my God.
So that was awesome.
So yes, thank you for the most embarrassing, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
It was good. It was one of the most entertaining moments
absolutely.
Of my life. So I appreciate it. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, so next week. Instead of doing Old Stubborn Man this week, mm-hmm. you got some, you went to Cali this week.
Yeah.
And you got a little addition.
Yeah, I got a tattoo.
All right. Got a nice little sunrise on the finger.
Yeah, it looks good.
And the old lady had a cut on the finger and...
Couldn't get it done.
Couldn't get it done.
No.
Like, was it like a bad cut?
No, it was... Let me put it this way. It was a cut enough to where they were a stand-up establishment. Shout out Hermosa Inc.
Okay.
For following the rules and guidelines, especially with COVID, you heathen.
You know what I was thinking about when you told me that is I'm like, oh, well, you just didn't have like the old school places that I would
yeah,
go to.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No.
Like, oh, yeah, we'll just get it.
Yeah, then. No, Teresa would have preferred to go find them. Trust me, later in the evening after a couple of enjoying grandma's loony juice, she was, let's go see if the other tattoo shop will do it. I go, they're not going to do
it. She's like, I'll just do it on a different finger.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So, what reminded me about that is that, you know how I got my first tattoo.
Right.
So, obviously, I've got quite a few tattoos.
So, with that, that's actually ties into a sports segment. Jordan Poyer today, in an interview, talked about how he's really sleeved up. Mm-hmm. He was completely against tattoos. But at 16 years old, he was in Vegas with his parents, and his mom talked him into getting a tattoo with her he was 16. Okay. All right? And now he's playing in the NFL, and he's full sleeved up. His back is all done. So it's funny enough that we're about to tie into what you're talking about.
So when I was 16, I wanted to get a tattoo.
The tie-in.
And what was popular when I was young? Rough Riders.
I was about to say barbed wire?
I wanted Rooks on my arm.
Right.
No, I wasn't going to get... Oh, my gosh. No, I wasn't going to get barbed wire. But so Rough Riders is... So I kind of wanted to go with that theme.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked my mom, can I get a tattoo?
Right.
They went out of town on vacation. I was at home by myself for the weekend. She said, if your dad says it's okay and he gives you the approval, it's mm-hmm. okay. Call dad. Hey, dad, mom said it's cool.
Okay. All right,
cool. So then I have to go through the struggle of getting the tattoo. Because obviously you still couldn't get one when you were 18.
Yeah, but you were like 7'7".
Correct.
So
you know what I did? Do you remember this?
No.
I pulled the old dazed and confused story. And the guy was just like, hey, so what do you want? I'm very confident telling him exactly what I want. And he's like, so, what do you do? I'm just working for the city. it's another dollar in my pocket. Totally pull off the line for
just line for line.
And then of course my mom got extremely mad when she got home. That was a whole nother story. But
oh, that's awesome.
I got my first tattoo at 16 just because I played it right.
Man.
And then ended up with a lot more.
That's awesome.
It was fun times. But what was your first tattoo?
My grandfather, this arm over here.
Oh yeah, okay.
My in a previous life, had it done old school style, like guitar string, Indian ink, Walkman battery for 9 hours. Looks pretty good still, though.
Would you do the old school?
Where I pretty much did that. It was 9 hours with a single guitar string cut. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
Dude, I sat for 8 hours.
It's pretty much the same thing.
So, but would you do
that? Yeah, I would do it 100%.
I so want to do that. I think that would be
cool. Do it. I got to be honest. When this happened, I forgot how much I enjoyed that feeling.
Dude,
which is weird.
It's a calming numbness
that has pain. It's hard to explain. If you got tattoos, you know what I'm talking about.
I love getting tattooed.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, I got, the two on.
Yeah.
Most of all my stuff is dates. So I don't forget things.
CTE.
Yeah. It makes it easy. But anyways.
Right on. All right. So next week.
Long week. We got a lot of stuff coming up, but, yeah, I'm excited. I think there's going to be some interesting moves with the NFL this week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man.
All right, bro.
All right, good week.
Later.
One love.